Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm so pumped you're tuning in again because today we're tackling something huge, finding inner peace in a world that feels like it's on permanent overdrive. Raise your hand if you ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing deadlines, notifications, and the next big thing. Don't worry, you're not alone. Between work, family, social media, and everything else vying for our attention, finding that elusive inner calm can feel like searching for a unicorn in a crowded supermarket. But trust me, it's possible. We're going to dive deep into some powerful strategies, tools, and mindsets that will help you create a sanctuary of peace within yourself, no matter how crazy things get on the outside. First up, let's talk about mindfulness. It sounds like a buzzword, right? But it's seriously more than just meditating for 20 minutes while wearing a tie-dye shirt, though there's nothing wrong with that. Mindfulness is simply being present in this moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Think of it as actively choosing to focus on what's happening right now instead of getting caught up in the past or worrying about the future. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, always jumping from one thought to another? Mindfulness acts as the conductor, gently bringing you back to the present track. Next, we've got to talk about boundaries. It's not selfish to protect your peace. Learning to say no to commitments that drain you or setting aside time for yourself is essential for maintaining inner peace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home and start rearranging things, right? Boundaries are like the walls around your energy and time. They define what feels comfortable and respectful. Now, let's talk about gratitude. It might seem cheesy, but seriously, gratitude is a game changer. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your entire perspective. It's like turning on a light switch, suddenly you see the world with a brighter lens. Instead of dwelling on what's missing, take a moment each day to appreciate the things you have. That warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation, these are all little treasures that deserve our attention. Remember, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty great. It's about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, move your body, eat nourishing foods, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like fueling your car. If you want it to run smoothly, you need to put the right stuff in it. Finally, remember that inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when life throws curveballs and you feel overwhelmed. That's totally normal. Just don't give up on cultivating your sense of calm. Every time you practice mindfulness, set a boundary, or express gratitude, you're taking a step closer to that peaceful oasis within. Speaking of journeys, let me tell you about this crazy experience I had last month. I was in New York City for a conference, the concrete jungle at its finest. Between back-to-back meetings, navigating crowded sidewalks, and trying to figure out the subway system, don't even get me started on that. I felt like my stress levels were through the roof. One evening, feeling completely drained, I stumbled upon this little hidden garden tucked away in a bustling neighborhood. It was like stepping into another world, peaceful, quiet, surrounded by vibrant flowers and birds. I spent an hour just sitting there, breathing deeply, listening to the sounds of nature. It was a total reset button for me. That moment reminded me that even in the most chaotic environments, there are always pockets of peace to be found if you know where to look. So, remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness, boundaries, gratitude, self-care, and keep practicing. Inner peace isn't something you find, it's something you cultivate. And trust me, the journey is worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for finding inner peace? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media using #TheAntiAnxietyStoic. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our path to calmer, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.